Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Previously on Going Mainstream.
Bob is going to hit up, or try to, see if any of his old contacts are still kicking it near where he's based.
Leave me alone!
The brain is full of chemicals, which it always is, because all our bodies are just chemicals. But open the door, we need to chat. I'm not trying to get you back in. I'm trying to pickle your brain. Pick your brain. This is the expression. Just tell me what you know.
Look, man, this doesn't come back to me.
Holy shit, this fucking Project Siren makes people think, controls their brains or some shit. Shit, I gotta get to Conrad. I gotta see him. I gotta help get him figure this out. I can trust him, at least.
And now.
Okay, so you reach his neighborhood.
Yes.
And you reach his street.
Great.
Roll awareness.
Shit.
You asked for this.
So that's a 16.
You easily notice the SUV that pulls onto the street at the same time as you turn the corner onto the street.
Right.
As well.
Okay. From that awareness check, I'm guessing glasses are tinted.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to try something that I'm skilled in.
Yes, that's good. That's good. Always a good thing.
I thought you were going to do the exact same move as the last time. Knock on the window.
Up to the SUV, ask them to wind down the window and shoot them in the head. I'm not going to do that at all. So it's an SUV, so I'm a little bit spooked. Because the other one was a lemon.
Yeah.
Yellow.
It was a beat up old car.
It was a shit car. And I thought, this is clear they've stepped up their game. Because Bob is going to himself, oh, they fucking are on my level, finally. They treat me with the respect I deserve. They fucking understand. I'm going to duck down an alleyway and try and lay low.
Okay, yeah.
It's 18.
You're not noticed. You're hiding between two houses and like a little dirt run that goes between two of these shitty little houses. And from your vantage point, you see three hardcore Tumbatsas get out of their SUV. They check up and down the street, check their weapons inside their jackets, and start walking slowly but purposefully across the road to Conrad's house.
Shit.
Oh, no.
Conrad.
Why must we bring death everywhere we go?
Okay, I don't have Conrad's number because he's too paranoid. He'd be off the grid, right? Shit. Okay. I have two options. I either ice these guys and I flatline them. Which I don't think I can. I don't think I could get the drop on them. I don't think I'm good enough. Or
you could probably kill one of them.
Yeah,
but there's
more.
They're solos. There's shit. Three of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
Conrad
has
a shotgun, doesn't he? He pulled one out on.
He has a shotgun. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fuck. I love Conrad too much. What okay. Are they rocking pistols, or are they? Or they've just got
awareness.
Sure.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Uh, 14.
You guess maybe they're rocking pistols.
It could be some,
but
could be
they're wearing long jackets, so they could have
anything.
Could be
there.
Anything under there. Yeah, they have shotguns or automatic rifles slung under there. Yeah.
All right. Fuck. Okay.
So they.
I'm going to sneak up to their SUV. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, roll sneak. Roll sneak.
Yeah.
That's an 18. A 17.
Okay. So nervous.
The driver doesn't notice you.
Fuck, there's a driver in
there. Oh, God, there's four of them in total.
Yeah, so the... as you get close, the tinted glass is enough to just see that the back seats are empty, the passenger side is empty, and there's a driver. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
They're knocking on his door.
Yeah, cool. They're knocking on his door at this point?
Right now.
Okay. Yep. I'm going to... Okay, I want to do an int roll.
Mm.
General knowledge.
Yeah.
Do I think this glass is bulletproof?
Yeah, have a try.
That's a 13.
Might be.
Can I also use that roll to kind of situate myself whether I think the door is locked or not? The car door is locked.
Probably not.
Okay.
Yeah. Because they all just pop. They're not really, you know.
Expecting trouble.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hold my action, which is to draw my gun, open the car door, and blow the driver's brains out.
Yeah.
On the moment Conrad opens his
door. There's a shotgun blast as Conrad blows a hole through his door into the first solo.
Yes. Go, yes. Conrad!
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah! You crazy motherfucker!
We're so relieved.
Fucking, we're going to slam it on, man. We're going to get
He doesn't even open the door. He literally just shoots.
Let's
the door.
Do some ultra-violence.
Yeah. Yes.
As long as Conrad and Trigger survive this campaign.
I will do my action on that.
And Squirt.
Oh, yeah, and Squirt. We got one each.
Roll your initiative.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Bob's not making it.
So I have a reflex of 8 and I rolled a 5, so that's 13.
Unlucky.
Well,
fumble.
The driver rolled like a 2.
How are you doing this?
You're quicker than the driver.
Bob is a secret solo. Nobody knows it.
It's his day
He's just reckless. He just goes for shit.
He's a punk. He's absolutely reckless.
You're like Shepard from Firefly. Just a fucking backstory where you're a badass.
So you pull the... There's a shotgun blast.
Yeah.
You open the door. Well, the guy is got his back turned. You put a bullet through his head, which then lodges in the... what seems to be a bulletproof window.
Shit.
On the other side of his head, right? Hard to tell because, you know, the two bits of skull have slowed it down. But the guy slumps forward and lands on the horn.
Yeah. No!
Fucking rock on.
Deja vu for Bob, by the way. 2 kills in the exact same way.
Yeah.
Yeah. He loves shooting people in cars.
It's a really good place to shoot people.
Listeners, is it, Bob?
If you need to shoot anyone, kill him in a car.
That's your rant tomorrow.
Yeah.
So this offense with Bob.
The situation is this. Unfolding in a fraction of a second, There are two solos outside Conrad's house. One has gut. There are three. One is gut shot.
Right.
And is lying on the path outside his house.
Dead.
He's groaning a lot. Mm. There are other two solos who are focused on the house, but one of them has turned around at the sound of a gunshot. We've been compromised.
Let's ultraviolence.
Let's ultraviolence.
Ultraviolence.
Let's slam it on.
So these two need a.
I hope you do what I think you're gonna do. Can I give you an option?
I think I have an. I have a thing in my.
Are
head.
You going to take the driver out, get in the car, and ram the two solos?
Yes. it's a little bit different than
yes,
that,
but essentially,
it involves the dead driver being the one who rams into them.
Gotcha.
Maybe. I haven't decided yet.
We'll see in the next couple of seconds.
That kind of feels like style over like substance.
Brick,
kind of like...
brick on the accelerator.
Yeah, exactly. Well, his dead foot just lying on it.
Although if you are in the car, that's the bulletproof glass in the front as well. So.
Initiative this round.
Would you like me to re-roll that? Or...
Yeah, initiative this round.
Oh, this round. Oh, yes. Well, sorry.
Yeah. This, like, yes. South Cyberpunk works. It's very changeable.
15.
Well, guess who's last?
Me?
Yeah. So what are you going to do?
I'm going to step onto like the floor of the car and using the bottom half
plate,
of it.
Yeah,
the foot plate and using like it as cover and the rest of the car as... Yeah, I'm going to shoot over the top of the car. One who's injured. Oh, no. Yeah, he's fucking... He might be stunned.
He's on the floor. Like, oh,
he's probably stunned.
Yeah,
it's Arnold.
One of the guys.
I know.
Which we replaced by screaming sound effects.
Yeah, great.
My stomach. Ouch. I do not like these. My blood. It's Total Recall.
So one of the solos is going to try and complete his mission.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is going to turn and fire at you.
Cool.
Crazy ass Bob.
With a pistol, luckily you.
Oh, that's good.
Oh.
I also have a pistol.
You have no awareness skill.
Like, yes.
Wow.
Bob is unaware of most things.
You're made of luck.
Yes.
And split-second timing.
Make your own luck. Be a punk. Go out there and fight the world.
Planning
is for jerks.
It's a 16, which is a hit at that range.
Yep.
What location is a 2?
That's the torso.
Okay, it's behind cover. It thuds into the window of the car.
Okay.
Second shot, because you can fire 2.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely a hit.
Yep.
In the 3.
That's also the torso.
2 shots hammer into the car. The other guy kicks in the door and starts taking shots at your friend.
Conrad.
That's a definite hit.
No, Conrad. Conrad's dead.
Yeah.
Like, I just kind of...
In the 7.
That's a leg.
Shot in the 7.
That's a right leg.
4, 8. Damaged the leg.
Ooh.
Blow it off.
So minus 2 for his body. He's not wearing any
armor.
So he takes 6 to the leg.
Yep. That's a serious point of damage.
Yeah. So that's a
minus one on stun.
So he's got to get under
his save, which will probably be if he's average 5.
5. Yeah.
So it's a 4.
Under a 4. He's dead. Oh no, he's good. He's good.
Oh,
he's up.
Good
he's up.
Lord.
He's good. He's not stunned.
He's not stunned. So he does take a. Round to the leg, yeah.
So will we see?
You hear him call out from in the house after those 2 shots.
Yeah.
This is all happening fast. Bang, bang. Shot from. You hear him screaming. He returns fire with his shotgun.
Good, good. Conrad, blow his head off.
Has Conrad still got like a leg or?
Yeah, it's only a serious wound.
Unfortunately, it goes wide.
Wow. Well, that's point blank. Fuck.
Yeah. I mean, he did just get shot in the leg, so wild aim.
He's at negatives because of causes of wounds. And it just blows a second hole in the wooden door at the front of the house. Okay.
Bob's turn to shoot.
Bob's turn. You're at short range.
Yes.
Yep.
15.
15s.
On the dot. 15.
15. It's a hit. Do you want to roll your other hit as well? You can fire
yes,
2
so
shots.
I'll fire the other shot. That's a fumble.
That's a fumble? Yep. Okay. So let's do the first shot first.
Sure. Location.
Yep. 1d10.
That's an 8, which is a leg.
Yep.
The right leg. And the damage is 3d6, because I'm using the big boy.
Nice.
Big boy gun.
Do you want to borrow one?
Two, six.
Is it plus 2 or anything? You usually have a plus.
No.
So it's 3d6?
3d6.
It's a pretty terrible roll for 3d6.
It was pretty bad.
So 6.
6.
Minus...
any armor he's rocking?
Yes. So yeah. Minus 4 for his armor.
For leg armor.
These guys are corporate hit squad.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Minus 4.
Minus 2.
Minus 2.
At least. No, he takes 1 point.
Takes 1 point of damage.
Yeah.
Make a stun. He makes a stun. Which he squeaks through.
Gun jams.
So, then roll 1d10.
Yep.
How reliable is
your
gun?
It's very reliable.
Okay, so only on a 1.
It's crit.
It's a crit? It's fine. So, yep. You just take a second to eject that casing and it's fine.
Yep.
New round, new initiative.
Side note, just while you're working that out, do you re-roll initiative after every round? That's every... Cool.
Like
initiative is fluid. To changing circumstances. You meant to make it happen. Like
that's great. I love that.
And you?
17.
Conrad will continue firing.
Wow, Conrad
shotgun.
Went first.
He declares first because he goes last.
Oh, shoot.
So Conrad's going to keep firing his shotgun. His solo is going to shoot at him. He's going to shoot at you. Although having taken a hit... He's probably going to break for cover at the corner of the house first. Mm-hmm. And you get to play last.
I'm attacking the one who attacked me. 15 again.
Yep, and the other shot.
17.
Great, those are two hits.
Yeah.
In the west.
Yes.
The first one is in the torso. Second one is in the leg. Left arm.
Okay.
So torso and left arm.
Yeah.
First shot.
All armored 4, so.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Torso shot does... It's a bit better. 10. 12 damage.
Whoa. Minus 4, minus 2. So 6 damage.
6 damage. And the other one does...
7.
13. So 7.
So 6 to the torso.
And 7 to the left arm.
Yep. He rolls a 2.
He's fine.
He's up.
This fucker won't go down.
He's fucking up.
Fucking Terminator.
Who's paying this man?
Arnold.
He's at critical wounds. Like, he turns to go for the corner of the house. As he breaks for the corner, bang, one in the back, one on the arm, 2 spurts of blood. But fuck it. He crouches behind the fucking corner of the house.
Oh, my God. He should get a pay rise.
He's going to kill me.
Run, Bob. Get in the car.
Yeah, that's the next
thing I think I'm doing. The other guy, the other solo makes 2 shots.
Yep.
Both of which hit in the 5 and the 4.
Yep.
Both.
Conrad is dead.
Torso hits.
Is he?
Probably. Unless he survives this and gets his shotgun off.
Because
his
nice.
Shotgun will blast, will scatter across the body.
That'd be nice.
Does a lot of damage. Shotguns
I would
in close
like
range.
That.
Yeah.
I'd like us to not bring death to everyone we meet.
We're punks. That's what we do.
Yeah, but you do it more often.
I'm good at punk.
He takes 5 to the torso and 4
to the arm.
To the arm.
He took how much before? A lot, right?
A lot.
Mm. Yeah. He's deep into criticals, if not mortal zeros.
He's down.
Yeah. Conrad down.
He's
dead?
He's
stunned. Yeah, you hear 2.
Yeah.
And down. He's going to have to start making death saving throws now. The guy breaks for the corner and then squeezes off 2 shots at you.
Mm-hmm.
He's now like negative 2s from his injuries.
Mm-hmm.
It's a miss. That's a miss. You hear the whiz and the whine of bullets as they fly past your head.
He's still coming after you, but those bullets did damage.
Yeah.
Like it's affecting his aim.
Yeah. New round.
Come on, Conrad.
You're going to need... If he does survive, you're going to need, like, a...
Trauma team.
Trauma
team won't do it.
Stat.
They probably don't. He doesn't have insurance.
What if that's, like, his thing? He does just have premium
trauma. Yeah, that's right. Well, then I need to fuck off.
Yes.
Because these guys will get killed by trauma team.
100%.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Probably not.
Well, they might have trauma team coverage, too.
Yeah, well... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. That'd be good.
Yeah. Conrad is dead.
Ah!
You probably don't know this yet.
No.
So ignore that.
I don't.
What is your initiative?
I have a 16.
You and the guy inside go at the same time.
Great.
He starts shooting at you through the...
building.
The holes in the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy who's injured stays there. He's behind the wall, right? He's bleeding. He's going to start like trying to patch himself
up. Yeah, yeah. And does the guy miss me, shoot at me? He shoots at me, right?
He shoots at you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does he hit me?
Shoots.
Yep.
That's a hit.
Oh.
That's one too.
Oh.
In the...
That's a head.
10.
That's the leg.
So that one hits the car door.
Yep.
And in the 3.
That's the body.
That one hits the car door.
Car door's probably broken by this point, right?
It's bulletproof. Yeah. You're standing behind a bulletproof SUV.
Yeah.
You're in like...
It's not easy.
You're probably in the only way you could survive a firefight with vastly superior... It's about having way better cover. This guy is standing behind a wooden door, so... you can fire back at him.
I'm going to.
Yeah.
Let's see. Crit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's a hit.
So, 8, 10, 23. And then the second one is a fail.
Right, so that one thuds into the side of the house.
Yep.
But the first one...
hits in the... 9, the leg.
Left leg. So that hits the door.
Damn.
So how much damage does it do?
I'll calculate the...
It's only a wooden door.
2... Oh, shoot. This is a really bad roll. 5 damage.
So it doesn't penetrate the door as armor. Like, it just thuds into the door, takes enough velocity out of it that it doesn't do any damage to it.
Okay.
So at this point, there's been a rolling gunfight for about 10-15 seconds on this suburban street.
Yeah.
There's screaming from the guy rolling around in the yard, grunting from the guy who is leaking blood around the side of the house. Roll your awareness.
It's not great. It's 11.
He's yelling something, the guy around the side of the house. Yeah.
That's my action. So does the guy behind cover do anything?
Nope. He is yelling something.
Okay, so top of the initiative then?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, my initiative is trash, so you'll go first. Mine's 10.
Trash, the guy in by radio?
Yeah, that guy.
So he's just going to continue trying to put you down from the...
I'll declare my action first.
Yes.
I'm ducking into the car and driving away.
Okay. Cool. He acts first, so he's going to try to shoot you before you duck down.
Yep.
He's going to make a cold shot for your head.
Yep. I kind of figured he would.
Cold shots are...
-4.
-4. It's quite tough. So he's got to make a 19.
It's doable.
Yeah.
It's very doable.
16.
Ooh.
On the first shot.
Oh, Bob keeps his head.
Yeah. Second shot.
Hits.
Yeah. Double damage.
That's an 8. That's a 16.
Minus my body. Oh, it's because it's headshot, isn't it?
It's still minus your body, but...
Oh, 14.
You're dead.
What?
Is it critted out?
Huh?
Headshots to...
Double damage.
Yeah.
Anything above 8 to a single limb, you lose that limb.
That's right.
Jesus.
Lose your head.
Yeah.
Lose...
Dead.
Your life.
Yep.
Bob dies
in
the street.
Trying to save his contact.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's cool.
Fuck.
I'm very sorry.
No, that's all right, man.
What?
That is how cyberpunk works.
Yes.
Exchange of gunfire, miss.
Dead.
Yep.
The guy decided to call for my head.
He saw you kind
run
of...
run away.
Yeah.
And he goes, takes one last bang.
Yep.
But falls.
I'm upset.
Good session, everyone.
Oh my god.
This is why you do not get into fucking shootouts with corporate security, guys.
R.I.P. Bob.
You just don't do it. Don't do it. You catch a bullet in the head and you die.
Die.
Yep.
Jesus Christ. You have been listening to Going Mainstream, which is the Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/RollToCast. Cyberpunk 2020 and all associated properties are trademark of R. Telsorian Games. Used with permission.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.